Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It was an eventful day in the case of Richard Allen yesterday as the Indiana Supreme Court heard oral arguments arguing if Baldwin and Rossi should be reinstated, if Gull should be part of the case anymore as far as a judge. Lots of things thrown out to the Indiana Supreme Court that now has to make a ruling on those arguments. And as of this recording, there is not a ruling. The court is not in session anymore, but we now wait to hear what those decisions will be, hopefully in the next coming days, or maybe by the time you hear this in the morning. It was the stage for those arguments that were being made for Richard Allen, the individual who's been charged with the 2017 double murder of teenagers Abby Williams and Libby German in Delphi, Indiana. Seeking to reinstate his original defense team, Allen was notably absent from the court hearing, despite being the one who initiated the motion. Because remember, he's being held in basically a dark, dungeonous room, like Hannibal Lecter with the state Indiana prison system. I wonder if he even had the option to even go. I don't know. I kind of doubt he did. Originally scheduled to stand trial for the double murders this month, Allen's case took an unexpected turn last October when Special Judge Francis Gull dismissed Allen's public defenders, Bradley Rossi and Andrew Baldwin, following a leak of crime scene evidence online. Judge Gull characterized the attorneys as glossy negligent as part of the rationale for their removal, or grossly negligent, rather. I know I got glossy out of there. Glossy negligent.
Glossy sounds glamorous.
You're glossy negligent.
Wow.
Grossly negligent. It came to light that an employee of Baldwin and Rossi's law office had taken photos without permission, and they were not leaked by the lawyers themselves. Subsequently, new attorneys were assigned to Allen's case, with Judge Gull stating that his best interest required him to have access to a competent defense team, saying, you know, basically that Baldwin and Rossi weren't competent. And the thing is, they're very well-respected lawyers. It's the counsel that Mr. Richard Allen has said 1,000 times, that is who I want to represent me. But the state of Indiana would like to play God here and deny him his Sixth Amendment rights and pretty much do things however they need to do them to cover up whatever improprieties that they may have taken place on their part throughout this whole circus. There just seems to be one cover-up after another cover-up to cover up the other thing that they're covering up of. I think it comes down to being incompetent is what it is.
I don't understand how you can... I mean, if I want Bozo the Clown to represent me in a court of law,
you could potentially have that done.
Yeah. So why are they fighting who he wants to have represent him? This doesn't make any sense. It just feels really like this whole getup is just corrupt.
If you're wondering if anything weird happened today with this case, it did. We'll get to that in a second. Kind of a look over here, wag the dog thing that happened while this was going on. And keep in mind, if you follow this case, you got to kind of have a full context on it to see just how screwed up everything is. Just this week, we went through the motion to move him to a county jail, which is where he should be because he's innocent until proven guilty, not in a state prison. And the treatment that he's receiving in state prison is abhorrent, especially for this case. And again, innocent till proven guilty. And there's not a ton of evidence against the guy. But being treated by Hannibal like Hannibal Lecter is the way that his attorneys had described it. The ones that could get in there and see him when they could see him through the food hole in the door because they couldn't have any meetings with their client because they weren't equipped for that at the state prison level, which makes zero sense. It's like saying McDonald's doesn't make fucking burgers. It's like, what? Of course they can meet with their client. What are you doing? During Thursday's proceedings, Mark Lehman, counsel for the realtor, argued that Judge Gull had not conducted a formal hearing to voice her concerns about alleged negligence and incompetence. Instead, she made a decision without proper discussion. Chief Justice Loretta Rush acknowledged this oversight and wondered if Judge Gull had acted beyond her authority. However, Matt Gutwin, counsel for the respondent, contended that the judge had indeed given Allen's former lawyers the option to continue with a trial, but they had voluntarily stepped down. Chief Justice Rush questioned the transcript from the conversation between Judge Gull and the attorneys, expressing doubts about whether the lawyers were genuinely given a chance regarding the trial. In response to the situation, Richard Allen has made three requests to the Indiana Supreme Court to reinstate Bradley Rossi and Andrew Baldwin, the appointment of a new judge, and that the trial be held within 70 days. These are things that he has rights to do. You can have your counsel of choice. The judge, I mean, that's up to the court system to decide whether or not, but I think it's been fairly well shown that Judge Gull is acting with some prejudice here, and to have a speedy trial. He wants that. He has a right to that. It was stolen from him by Gull when she said, "You can't have your attorneys," automatically pushing this thing to October when he has. That's not how this should be working. Legal experts have offered differing perspectives on the potential outcome. Dr. Jody Madeira, a law professor at Indiana University, suggested that the judge would likely not be disqualified from the case, and Allen's original counsel might not be reinstated. She anticipated that the trial would move forward with a new defense team under Judge Gull's supervision. However, criminal defense attorney Brian Clayton raised the possibility that the Indiana Supreme Court could allow Allen's original defense team to be reinstated. Clayton emphasized Allen's constitutional right to competent legal counsel and the familiarity of his original lawyers with the intricacies of the case. Allen has expressed the desire for Bradley Rossi and Andrew Baldwin to represent him. We'll have to see where this goes. The trial still postponed till October of 2024 until we know more from the Indiana Supreme Court. So that went on in one part of Indiana today. Meanwhile, back in Delphi, Nick McClelland, he was busy with the Indiana Supreme Court, doing all that. But back in Delphi, a new motion has been filed by the state of Indiana versus Richard Allen, trying to bring more charges against him, namely pretty much straight up murder charges. I'm just going to read this. The bizarre timing of this is staggering. It's there. So they're trying to go over here and go, look, this is kind of screwed up. This is messed up over here. They're going, let's charge him with more. On October 28th, 2022, the state filed a charging information alleging these offenses, murder is outlined in count one and murder is outlined in count two. The defendant was arrested October 26th, 2022 by a detective with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department. Number three, the probate or probable cause affidavit executed by the detective, now Sheriff Tony Liggett, and filed by the state on October 28th, 2022, identifies acts of murder on or about February 13th of 2017. Remember Liggett, he's the one who there was going to be a Franks hearing about because of a lot of allegations of really not having the evidence to go and get Richard Allen charged, even. It's so weak.
But no, I thought I had heard his name before. And thank you for bringing that up. I couldn't quite remember. Yeah. Wait a minute. I heard this name. And what's
he
from?
And as we got closer and closer to that Franks hearing and closer to the dirty laundry of the Delphi Police Department being exposed, that's when all the shit hit the fan. And suddenly we couldn't have the attorneys and the Franks hearing got canceled and all the stuff that may put Indiana law enforcement or their judicial system in a little bit of a bad light. All of that exploded, and then look over here, everybody. Look over here. Kind of seems to be what's going on today with this too. Like, okay, Supreme Court's hearing these arguments. Look over here, everybody. Look over. He's a bad man. More charges. Bad man. It should be noted that the additional charges that they're trying to bring against him come with no additional evidence. they're coming and just saying, let's charge more. Why do you believe that? Well, let's do it. There's no additional evidence to make these charges.
So refresh my memory a little bit about this case. Did we ever find out what the patches on the prison guards were about?
Odin?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's there. I mean, it's not even just patches. What we learned this week in the affidavit or the request to move Richard Allen to a different facility, some of these guards, they are tatted up with Odinism stuff, and it ain't just like on your arm. There's one who's got like Odin's spear on his face.
Oh boy.
So, I mean, all I think about, like when you got the face tattoos going on, I think of like horrible gangs, and I guess the prison guards in the Delphi case now, when they're that tatted up. I mean, and to say that like Odinism and all that isn't a big part of one's life or their belief system, I'm pretty sure whatever you're tatting on your face might have some sort of significance to you.
Well, if you're putting it on your face, it's a big deal. And it's often that you're part of a gang, part of some sort of organization, because most tattoos end up on your arms, on your back. You know, it's just to honor something. If it's on your face, you're making a statement.
Without a doubt. So they're attempting to amend. What they're doing is they're trying to amend original charges and make them even stiffer, basically, is what is going on in Delphi right now. And we'll see where that goes. It's a petition for writ of mandamus. So we'll have to see what the judge thinks on that. Judge Gull, I think, would be the one that would make that decision as of right now, unless Judge Gull is moved off the case. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of protecting something here, and it sure as shit isn't the rights of Richard Allen.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.